Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Rain. 44 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Rain. 45 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees.
NALUG. NALUG.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees.
NALUG. KAUG. K-A-U-P-E, K-A-U-P-E, N-A-W-G. N-A-W-G. Something scratched the repeater there. I heard that. Heard a little noise. N-A-W-G.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 46 degrees.
K-E-A-U-P-E-N-A-W-G. Yeah, get a little closer to your radio.
There we go. Try this. K-E-A-U-P-E and the group.
Yeah, you're doing good. You're doing good. Yeah, Elizabeth's getting her hair cut. I got mine already. And just hanging.
Dang, not bad. Holy cow.
Oh, I know. They don't waste any time around any of these locations on our side of the state or here. Not to mention my place, some good 80s tunes at both locations.
Yeah, I'm not one to like 80s music. I mean, there are some good 80s songs that I sang when I was in high school, I think, when I was in choir. So, yeah. Those 80s songs, though, I don't know, because that's not my era. I always tell people, me and the Jaws screen reader are the same age.
Yeah, I get it. So, got a nice trim. Got a couple inches taken off, that's for sure. But, yeah, this repeater does quite well. Must be on a pretty good tower.
At KEASLQ, she knows how to eliminate that RFI.
Yep. So, after this, I guess we're headed back your way, from what I gather.
Well, if it can't be eliminated, ask for how to at least tone it down, so it's not so darn loud.
What was the something about will be eliminated?
said, ask K-E-H-S-L-Q how to eliminate the RFI that we're getting. If it can't be eliminated, find out how to tone it down so it's not so darn loud.
I'll let you ask her when she's done with her haircut. How's that?
Sure, sounds good to me. I'm good with that.
Yeah, they're talking about music and other stuff right now.
Give me a minute, I'll make you a text alert for your phone. You said you wanted me to make one?
All right.
Thing is will you be able to read it?
Well, if it's a CW town, if it's about 10 words a minute, I should be able to. I used to be a lot better, but I haven't used it in a while. That was Kate. CMM, I believe. No, W8, excuse me. W8CMM.
Interesting. Tell you what, if you get bored, go on your phone to, and I'll text this to you, I'll give you a link, aa9pw.com. My friend John, KW4U, told me about it, and I'm to the point now where if they're spaced far enough apart, I can correctly identify Kilo and Mike.
All right. We can do that at some point.
While you're sitting there, go there on your phone, see if it'll open. I used it on my computer via Edge the other day, and it worked quite well. I'm not sure how well it works in Safari on the iPhone. They also have an app that I can text you the link to. The app is free.
N-A-L-U-G. Yeah, I can do that.
Lots of fun contests that KA3TTT has told me about. You'll meet him tomorrow night. He was actually on my podcast recently, so, yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah, I think a friend of ours, found my slot of your podcast there. Told me about it. I don't remember who it was though. It was a passing conversation and we'd mentioned it. Come on. It was a side conversation. One of my coworkers, I think.
Might it
have been Caleb? He'd be cool to interview. Of course, only if he wants to. No, he didn't mention it. I think it was Corey, my supervisor. I seem to remember that conversation coming up a while back, amongst the bunches of information that passes back and forth.
Corey's awesome. I'd love to interview him. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, one of these days we'll have to take a trip down there and visit. It's about a 5-hour trip, 5 or 6-hour trip. Our area down to where he lives, down in central Ohio.
As soon as you exit Michigan, I believe Toledo is the first city you hit in Ohio. Is it a Cleveland or Toledo?
Correct. Yep. And you hit the I-80 highway. You cross that and it's quite a trip. I don't have the whole roadway map memorized, but it'll be a little bit of a drive, but doable. That's for sure.
No, the first city you come to in Ohio when you exit Michigan is only like 4 hours from here at my house, so it's not bad. But then another hour or two later, we'd be down his way. I think I saw something on Facebook from him where he said he used ChatGPT to something you wouldn't think a blind person could do. He did it with ChatGPT. And I was stunned. I was like, holy cow. I did not know ChatGPT could do that.
You'd be surprised.
D8ZMW monitoring.
ZMW, go ahead.
Hi, we are from Davidson, Michigan, just about traveling. How are you doing today?
Doing good. This is NAWG, and we're from Grand Rapids, my wife and I, and we're visiting friends outside of Davidson, but talking with one of the people, K-E-A-U-P-E here. How are you?
Really good. We just got a new little radio we put in another one of our vehicles, and we are trying it out. I hope you have a great day. I think I've talked to you once or twice a year or so ago.
Your voice does sound familiar, yes, and your radio is working flawlessly. It sounds wonderful.
Awesome. Are you the gentleman I talked to about the music and coming to music in Montrose?
I don't recall, but doesn't sound familiar to me, but who knows? I've been here before, so it's possible.
Ham radio operator played music and was going to maybe come to Montrose, but I do know your voice because we've talked quite a few times, and I really appreciate you saying hello this morning, and I hope you have a great weekend.
That's what radio is all about. No problem. K-A-U-P-E, go ahead there.
Good morning from K-E-A-U-P-E. I missed the beginning of the 8ZMW call. Could you give that again? This is Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Papa Echo with Jessica and Davidson.
This is K-E-A-Z-M-W. My name is Tammy.
Awesome. Thank you. That's great. work. Awesome. Yeah, you sound great. I'm not sure why there's a bunch of static coming through the repeater, but that could just be my connection, I guess. Not sure. K-E-A-U-C-E as a group. N-E-L-U-G. Take it away if you want.
Alrighty. What model, what radio do you have in the vehicle there, Tammy?
The QYT-KT-8900D, as in David.
Can't say that I've heard of that one.
We don't normally buy off-brand, but this one is an off-brand. We have in our house and in one of our vehicles, we have ICOM.
Yeah, I get it. ICOM, those are good rigs, and our vehicle has got a Kenwood and. In the house, I've got a Kenwood rig to a roof-mounted antenna, but had an ICOM. What was it? I forget the model. It was years ago. It was a VHF rig, and then a 718 for HF.
The other person's location. It's a little bit hard for us to hear them. Are they farther away?
K-A-U-P-E, closer to the radio. Your microphone volume is a little low. You'll be easier to understand. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. Cool. K-E-H-Z-M-W. This is K-E-H-U-P-E. Most ICOM radios, and N-A-W-G can correct me if I'm wrong, most ICOM radios have accessibility for the visually impaired built in. And a lot of the other model that he mentioned, I missed it as it as well. Yeah, so radios are definitely becoming more and more accessible, which is good because both NHLUG and I are visually impaired. So accessibility is important. K-E-8-U-P-E and the group.
That is awesome. K-E-8-U-P-E. What is your location? I'm in Davidson. We live here.
Yep, me too.
I didn't hear you. Come back.
I just said, yep, me too. I'm in Davidson.
Oh my goodness, we're traveling. We're almost to Clio.
That's cool. That's awesome. Hey, do you happen to be a member of W8ACW? That's our local club.
Oh, we are not. We go to the Lapeer meetings. We're members in the Lapeer Radio Club.
Oh, okay. I wonder how come. Interesting. Well, you should check out. We're doing some cool stuff, so, yeah. Eric, you're going to go, him and I, and who may or may not be available by now, her call three this past summer, participated in field day, but Eric's antenna wouldn't work, so we ended up going the location where my local club was meeting, and I got to operate 40 meters. So that was cool. And that's even cooler because I'm working toward my general as I speak. So I'm really excited about the prospect of getting that. That would be cool.
Me and my helpers both are working on our generals as well. We became friends a couple of years ago during all of the crisis in our country, and I've really enjoyed it. I've always enjoyed the thought of speaking overseas, so we really do need to get a general license.
Oh, that's interesting. Our club offers tests. I have to look. I believe it's the second or third Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. So when you're ready, you can just test with our club. Thank you.
This part of it, I think it's where we are in Clio on M57, but I would love to get more info about your club. I have a Facebook page. I don't know if you do Facebook, and it's listed as Tamara N. Send me a friend request, and I will get a hold of you.
I am on Facebook. I did not check most of that. So your best option would be to look me up on QRZ with my call sign and send an email to the address shown. It's easy. It's just my call sign at outlook.com.
Your call sign. I'm going to look you up right now.
Okay, I'll give it to you phonetically since there's so much noise. I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear it. Echo. Uniform. Copper. Echo. Echo. Uniform.
K-E-A-U-P-E-N-A-W-G. Stand in one spot. Handhelds do not get into repeaters well when the operator is walking around.
Can I ask you, sir, what is her call sign? I can hear you loud and clear.
Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Papa Echo. And this is N8LUG on the mobile.
K-E-8-D-M-W. Did you say Q-O-C as a papa, and then I lost you?
Kilo. Her call is Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Papa Echo.
Thank you so much. I will send her an email. This is KE8-CMW Clear. Nice talking to both of you.
No problem. Same here. Go ahead, KE8-UPE.
Thank you so much. Safe travels. KE8-ZMW, this is KE8-UPE. 73. Happy Friday, all.
Yeah, we're on the move. So I just thought I'd let you know.
You are? You're headed back?
We're getting, as I say, go-go juice for the car. Petroleum. and then we're headed back to your place, your parents' place.
All right, I'm good with that. That's cool. I'll let my mom know. She wanted to know when you guys, when you guys were headed back. So I'll let her know. Thanks.
Yeah. We're just getting, we just left the gray clips parking lot. We're rolling down the road now, as you can probably tell.
The static's diminished a little bit, but RFI is still there, and I need to figure out why. But other than that, I'm just hanging out.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's causing that noise in your house there. That pulsing almost reminds me of a slow beating helicopter blade going. I'm not sure what that is. Seems to be loudest near your dad's office, from what I understand, from what I'm hearing.
Really loud down here, and I am in my room. So this is my normal operating area. So this is my operating area. I have a little placard on my desk, but I don't know if you saw it in my office. It has my call sign and special letters.
Hello, Delta 8, Mike Golf, November.
KD8, MGN, go ahead.
Good morning, this is Kurt, Kilo, Uniform Romeo, Tango. We're in the mobile here, heading home. I'm in Heartland, East, M59 from US 23, heading up to the Fenton area. They got some great resources, ARRL and others, and finding sources of noise, usually from your house, those wall warts, the little transformer things that plug into the wall, or to a power strip that plugs into the wall, those are very common sources of pretty terrible noise, and they've got some really good hints about how to turn off circuit breakers, so, you know, if it's your dad or another responsible adult who's a little bit familiar with the circuits do what, and then basically you turn off one breaker at a time, so you can isolate the circuit, and then you to unplug one thing at a time, a sensing device. KD8, MGN, thank you.
Yep. Thanks for the tips there, Kurt. And you're quite a ways away. This repeater 14738 must be linked to something else.
This is Kilo, Echo 8, Uniform Papa Echo.
Good, Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Papa Echo. Yeah, there's a local repeater in Fenton. I've got an analog radio, so I'm just not digital capable here on the mobile. The old Icon 2720, it's got to be 30 years old. Anyway, the Central Michigan Service Network, or Central Michigan Emergency Network, is a linked network group. So Fenton is one of them. And then, I think it's linked to a bunch of them. A lot of them on the west side of the state. I think the Lapeer repeater's linked to it. Kind of goes right up to the tip of the lower peninsula, too. Back to you, Kilo Delta 8, Mike Golf, November.
NAWG. Yeah, I'm from Grand Rapids. And there's a couple of DMR repeaters on that side of the state, but I don't recall any of the RF, not RF, but FM side over there. There's some big DMR repeaters on that side of the state that are tied in, I know that much.
All right, I'm going to go get ready, and I'll be ready when you guys get back. KE8UCE and the group. 73.
Go ahead, Kurt. Sounds good.
Okay, well, I just heard, have some experience with RFI. Still dealing with one issue, at least one in my house that I haven't resolved. And, these wall warts, the transformers, there's not much regulation in terms of compliant devices, that aren't supposed to be generating broad spectrum RF noise. I've got one that repeats about every 70 kilohertz, like across the RF spectrum. I think 160 meters I don't hear it, but pretty much everywhere else up to 6 meters. I mean, it's noisy, so one of these days I'll figure out what it is. I've read up a few different articles, and yeah, I'm no expert, but that's my recollection is it's usually in your house. So anyway, just thought I'd pass that along. That Central Michigan network is very cool stuff, and I'll hear the hands that are really knowledgeable about it, who I think do it for a living commercially. They help maintain the sites, and just talking about things that are way more above my head, how the nodes and analogs and how they're linked and how they maintain them. It's pretty amazing and complicated. Thank you, KD8MJ. Great.
Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning. There's currently 8 VHF repeaters linked together on the system that you're currently talking on. And if you jump on the internet and you go to WACMN, go to that website, there's several different pages there that will tell you all about the system. What's linked together, how brief description of how it's linked. There's actually a voter page where you can go in and you can look at your signal and signal of others into the system. So that'll give you a whole lot of information, so I just thought I'd pass that along to you. Once again, the webpage is W8CMN, Central Michigan Network, and it's a good read. Enjoy your day. NADVS.
Well, thank you very much. I'll take a look at that. And over on the west side, we've got W8IRA. Got that system. And some of the digital version of the W8CMN. I've been on some of it. I'll check that out. NAWG. Go ahead, Kurt.
I think it was November 8th, TBS. Yeah, thanks. Could not remember the website or the call sign, but yeah, very cool stuff, and thanks for all the service you guys do to keep that thing up. I don't talk on it a ton, but I really appreciate what you do and how much work and expertise is involved and all the service. The other station there, I didn't catch your name. DU Low Delta 8, Mike Golf November, back to you.
That was Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Papa Echo, and she dropped out to take care of stuff. We're currently gassing up the car, so I switched to the handheld. Try not to transmit when the car is turned off, because I'm not really equipped for transmitting off just one vehicle battery. That's one of my projects, is to when we get ourselves a truck is to tie into a kind of a dual, either a dual battery or a reserve system where I have a battery on a trickle charge for the radio gear. Gotta explore that option a little bit.
Yeah, copy that. I was referring to you. I didn't catch your name. I think it was appropriate to ask what your wife's name was, or significant other, or daughter. Hard to tell on the radio. I'm just about at my destination. It's Kurt on this end, KURT. And we're just getting home from work, pulling in the driveway. So it's been enjoyable. Thanks for conversation on the way home. KD8MGN will be clear on your final.
Well, 73 Kurt, have a restful day now that you're off work. Whew, evening shift, overnight shift. That's what do they call that, the graveyard? That's a rough one. NAWG, take it easy.
Thanks, you too. Have a great holiday. KD8MGN.
You as well. NAWG. NAWG. NAWG.
FE, I'll be late.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Clear. 47 degrees.
W monitoring. AEHZMW monitoring. AEHZMW monitoring. AEHZMW clear.
NAWG.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, clear, 48 degrees.
NAWG.
Good morning, Tom.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 49 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 50 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, clear, 50 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 48 degrees.
W8YR, C-Mobile.
KCI, we're mobile on our way to the zoo. We are about 10, 15 minutes out.
Are you talking about zoo in Lapeer, Flint, Ann Arbor? What's that? W8YRC mobile.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 45 degrees.
CAD, listening.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees.
This is NAWCB. Good evening to ya. Well, how's things doing with your youngest son there that was not feeling well, and how was your day today?
He's doing all right. They gave us some Motrin for him. We had thought he had pneumonia because he had been exposed to somebody with pneumonia, and the doc's like, no, it sounds like it's either a virus or he's just got congestion and it's just that bad. And so they just gave him some Motrin and Tylenol and just can kind of back and forth with that, and he's better. And it seems like everybody else is on the up and up, so we're heading in the right direction. But as for today, it was good. It was a good day. I sat back up, and it was nice.
Well, glad for Jared in that way that he's responding to the medicine, and yeah, just hopefully it's a little virus that's going around or a viral infection. He gets on the mend soon. But happy to hear that. But happy to hear your day went well. At least you got to sit back up to start, and at least it sounded like a far cry from Tuesday's day you had there.
Yeah. Tuesday was it was rough, but I appreciate today. I was supposed to do ALS. My partner's like, you know what? Since you had a pretty horrible day on Tuesday, I'll do ALS for you, and then that way you can have an easy day.
Well, that was nice of them to do that. Happy for you in that way. I know you probably have to sit in the hot seat once or twice through the rest of the weekend, but at least you eased into the day, and that's a favorable thing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It was nice. So I got to do 9-1 tomorrow, but that's all right. Not too worried about it. Got tomorrow and Sunday, and that'll be it. So, how was your day?
Yeah, that's it. You kind of, I guess you could say, had a three-quarters weekend there for you, abbreviated, and you can get through tomorrow. But we're doing pretty good here. Did some more leaves. I hope the final time on the inside of the yard here, and a couple more times of blowing them. But we're getting there. Three bags out today for the garbage, and then I did my biblical interpretation class. I only have one more after that. And got on the radio a couple of times. No contacts, but all good in that way. So it's been a pretty nice day.
Good. Did you enjoy the meeting last night? I noticed you were able to watch it. How did that go?
It was a good meeting last night. I enjoyed it. I appreciate Dean doing the work in putting it on YouTube. And I could hear everything. You guys get a good presentation. Good job during the Skyward exercise. You can hear everybody out in participating, and I was impressed. You really do a good job of instructing and moving things along. But I enjoyed the meeting. I took a break while you guys took a break. It worked out well. I was able to check into the Oakland County net and kind of listen on that one a little bit. But all in all, a good meeting last night.
Good. And yeah, was able to stop in and visit for a little bit. Get to see him, and said a lot of good turnout. Very good turnout. I'm pleased that the group that came out, and a lot of good information went out last night. And, so it's exciting. It really is.
Yes, wow, and panning the room there, it's like, wow, there was a lot of folks there last night, and like you say, a lot of good information that went out, I think some good instruction and direction there. Yeah, it turned out real good. I'm sorry I couldn't stop in for Pete, but I know we were sitting down to dinner around 7-ish, and then when the break came, I was thinking about stopping in, but then you sent a text and said he had left. So, you know, that's all good. We'll hook up with him there sooner or later.
That's because we have a good boss.
Well, we got a good team. We got a good team for sure. Appreciate you guys, everybody's got something good to contribute, and we all work really well together.
WCB. Yes, I agree. Definitely good team there, and it was definitely very evident last night, and even on the Discord there, the app, just noticing. You know, usually now I'm at a point of, you know, checking it once or twice a day, and good to see the interaction there. Tom, you want to jump in? Come on in there, NHWCB.
KBCB, KCKCO. Hello, Dave Senior. Yeah, it was a very good meeting, very informative, and I love being a part of this group. I really do. And Dave Junior, just want to let you know, I think Melissa's making either oatmeal chocolate chip or oatmeal craisin. If you never had oatmeal craisin, well, you're going to love them when you're done with them. Go ahead, why don't you?
Yeah, we got a good group. I get excited when, you know, the meeting comes around, and it's good to see everybody there, and like I said, good group of guys, and we've grown, and 30 active members, and some guys that are interested in joining. And I know Tim actively recruiting people, so it's good. It's good. We had a guy from Oakland County join us. He moved out from Oakland County into Macomb Township and jumped in our group. And so now he's got some things from Oakland County that he's able to contribute and kind of. Hey, we do it here. We do it this way here. Maybe you guys want to try it. Go from there. Over to NAWC.
Yes, I agree there. And again, you know, it's just a different perspective or thought or different ideas, but then it's good. One of the things that noticing even you know, with listening to the Wayne and to the Oakland, that again is just, you know, again, there's like, seems to be a good camaraderie among the group and the leadership, and I think that's favorable. I think they move forward there. Back over to you there, Tom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can see there's a lot of camaraderie. There's a lot of family values that are brought into it. And I had to back off point of view for a little bit there, because when I was sitting behind him, he killed my radio. I couldn't hear anything, so he overpowered it. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good group of people, and having the input from Wayne, Oakland County, and I mean, it surely makes a difference. And getting St. Clair in there, I think maybe that would be good, too. That way we have a tri-county hookup for all four counties. That would be even better. All work together in one mass system.
Yeah, I think down the road we're looking at that. We're looking at some potential DMR stuff and different things like that. So that's pretty cool. It is really cool. And I know I was talking to Mike Vanderdeer from Oakland, and he's interested in doing some drills and stuff like that with us. So get Riley and us and Mike there with his team, and it'll be good. It's, you know, and the thing too is, like, you know, with the northern end of our counties, is, you know, it's hard. There's not a lot of people up there. It's very, you know, few and far between, and so, you know, the more help we can get up there, the better off. Over to
I agree there. I agree. I know. I don't think I mentioned it to you there, son. But yeah, I've been on the Wayne County Net the other night. They were talking about the region's meeting over here, and well, very favorable of it, and the experience in that. And again, what you guys were just saying about, you know, even with St. Clair County, including them within the group and the camaraderie there. I wish I could pick them up from down here, but it can't. But hey, it's all good. But being able to, again, plug in to that section of the region as well. Over to you, Tom.
Definitely. I see a lot of future potential coming up. So, you know, like I said, Virginia does a really good job as a leader. And we all appreciate what he does. But I'm going to jump out here. I got Melissa on the landline, or on the cell line, if that's what you want to call it. So I'll jump out. I'll let you guys chat. 73 to both of you. KGO, good you out.
Have a good one, Tom. Come on, Felicia, said hi, and appreciate you getting dropped off the Tuesday, and you guys have a good one. 73, see you there, Tom. Over to you there, NAWC.
KJO signed. Yeah, 73, see you, Tom, and good talking with you. Jump in anytime, and good talking with you and Tim there on the DMR the other day. It's good to see if I can get on there a little bit more frequently, but good to see you those there with you guys. But yeah, definitely, David, they would, like I say, they were very favorable. Wayne County was very favorable. I really, like I said, I wanted to mention that to you from the net the other night. A lot of good things are going on in Region 2 and even within the counties themselves.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see. You know, with us getting our nonprofit now, we're able to do a little bit more. We're going to be looking at a couple of grant stuff here down the road, and potentially expanding more. Wally's got plans, and so I've I'm excited to see what he's got in store, and it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a pretty neat thing.
Yes, I agree in that regard, and you know, when you, speaking of grants, you know, I don't know if anybody in the group has any grant writing experience, but might be something, you know, maybe to check on, or you know, maybe even get some type of class or instruction in it, because that, you know, that plays a big role as well. You know, not only people being able to get the grant stuff, but also being able to write, to articulate, you know, what is needed, what would be helpful.
We're gonna look into that. I think I'm gonna I might try to look into a class for myself, grant writing. See if we can do that. I know there's some private grants. There's a ham radio group that assists in you know, with nonprofits, and then also some federal stuff. So. We'll see how it goes, see what we can qualify for, and, you know, at least try. I mean, it doesn't hurt to try, and go from there. We were able to get a treasurer on board, John Tomasco. He volunteered, and so we've got a new treasurer, so things are falling into place. It's good stuff.
NAWCB. Yeah, I'm glad that worked out. And I know, again, that just looking through the Discord, you know, that was a need there, and I'm glad that, you know, that's being filled and taken care of. So, yeah, like you say, things are falling into place. I'm happy in that way. And that, again, that will help fulfill obligations you know, as far as nonprofit status and that. So again, it's a wide variety of experiences that people have in the group. I think that's great.
Yeah, and that is a cool thing there too. It's like, you know, it's like everybody's got a good skill set you know, to add, and maybe they, you know, do it professionally, or they just, you know, they know it, and it is really cool. It's cool to see it, to watch everybody come together and bring something to the table, and it's a neat thing.
Yes. Absolutely, and like you say, you know, common bond, common interest there, ham radio, and again, bringing all those skills to the table, to a group there. And like you say, it's good combinations. You know, you guys, you know, I think too, and if there's differences, I think they're, you know, they're settled quickly, and you know, handled well too, and. Yet there's, you know, there's commonality amongst, and a good bond amongst the group, at least of what I'm observing and seeing.
Indeed, definitely. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in and get some dinner and relax and enjoy the evening. Two more days, and then I'm off. So I'm looking forward to it, but appreciate the good conversation on the way north, and hopefully you guys have a good night, stay warm, and we'll look forward to chatting tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, a couple more days to go, and say it'll be on the downside again, but all good. But we'll let you head on in and get some dinner, relax, tell everyone hello. Kick back for the evening and get some rest and back at it again tomorrow. But tell everyone hello. Good talking with you tonight. Good conversation. Thanks for the ride along. 73 is the Navy, to you and the family. We'll talk to you down the page. NAWCB is clear. On your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73, Sam. 88, to you and Mom. KY and you, Claire.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 41 degrees.
Better than that, but then I don't know. I don't know, Kurt, if you decide to take this mission, this note will destruct in 5 seconds. Just spies, that kiss. So how you doing?
Not bad. Well, I thought I'd throw a little bit of good smart at you.
We're bad. Remember that show?
Get Smart? I walk with you.
No, no, Don Knotts. Yeah, Get Smart, 99. He talked to his shoe.
I still love watching that show.
Wow, Chief. No, Maxwell, no, you're not. Well, I think I could. Yeah, that was, yeah, a lot of those shows from that time, Munsters, Addams Family, and, you know, it'd be nice to find somebody, a channel, whatever, maybe frequency that, you know, that had them. It's nice.
Yeah, I watch them. I watch the Munsters, and, the Munsters, oh gosh, Beverly Hillbillies, the one I like the best is Columbo. I can sit there and watch that show for hours.
What channel is that, MeTV?
Yep.
Okay, cool, I just, well, the other day, switched from Dish to Direct. I mean, everything with them was wireless. They got the main one on the main TV in the den, called it Genie, and I think the other two for her office in my room was, I don't know if they were called Neptune, something like that. But the main one gets everything all together, and once it does, you know, then it just feeds it out to the other two, and it makes it easy, you know, especially with me being blind, that if I want to record something, or I always have to have Sherry do it, you know, and, you know, but now I just, you know, push a button, I guess, record, let it go, and just say, hey, I want you to do that. I want you to do this.
I got a digital recorder, too, there where I can record some TV shows and everything and that stuff. And oh, man. I got, saved up my TV shows on my computer. I downloaded them to my computer. I just didn't watch them on my computer. MASH. That 70s show, and I really like watching Albert Hitchcock, the real Albert Hitchcock ones, the ones that were back in the 50s and 60s, you know, where Albert actually introduces the picture and everything. I love watching him. Oh, God, those little skit shows he does, you know, what he does, those are freaking awesome to watch.
Well, one thing you gotta say about Alfred Hitchcock, I remember what he looks like when I was a kid, and I never really heard him happy. It was like, Bernard on our show, I don't know why, I guess it's just the nature of the beast, but I don't think he ever smiled, did he?
I don't think I've ever seen him smile either, but, yeah, his slow, monotone voice almost kind of reminds you of Ed Sullivan, too. But he had a twang to his voice, Ed Sullivan.
He you say it, Sullivan, it flashes back in my mind, and the only thing that comes to me right right away is, you know, he interlocked his hands, and how you can turn them, you know, the bottoms of them, you can face out and kind of stretch or crack your knuckles, I think, like that. And I think he would do that in tonight on our show. We have a really good show. And that's all I can remember about, you know, about him.
Yeah, yeah. Another good actor, or, well, good comedian like that, with his own show. Another one that was funny for me. Oh my gosh, I died laughing every time. Was Milton Berle.
Jeez. Yeah, you've got me TV, I guess, so. Oh, and I stumbled on one tonight that I really liked, at Cozy TV. I don't know what the number is. I'm with Direct, but I can have, you know, somebody visual look on the guide and see what it says for Cozy TV. And then I need to find out, like, the Discovery channels. I mean, and the sound compared to the dish is so much better. I mean, but this is, you know, this is wireless and stuff, but it's just, it's like before when we had DirecTV, it just sounded like, with me being blind, it's like somebody flipped on the Dolby, you know, after you have taped with Dolby, and then you're playing it back, and you flip it, and it's so bright and everything. That's what it's like with Dolby. Even on my TV I've had for years, I mean, it's really nice, the sound. N8RHK.
I mean, you haven't mentioned the show. What's the show you're talking about?
Yeah, begin slow.
I said you never mentioned the show. You said, oh, you stumbled on this really good show and everything and that and da-da-da. And then you start talking about the sound quality was different and everything else, but you never mentioned what show it was.
I said so. I misspoke. I stand corrected. I bow before thee. It was the station, I should have said, you know. And I thought, this is really good. They got a lot of good stuff on here. And it said, you know, Cozy TV. And then another one that's advertising about cowboy shows is Grit.
Yeah, Grit is a good one for a lot of Westerns on there. But yeah, Cozy TV, yeah, I watched Cozy TV, and I think I was just watching, no, I think it was Me TV. I was watching Al Bundy, the Married with Children. Just before I turned the radio on. But, oh gosh, yeah, Cozy TV, Grit, oh gosh, there's another one that we have that's over the air, you know, just like your straight TV like you have an antenna. That's all I have. Well, I got streaming service too, but, about 90% of our watching is on regular TV, because, you know, it's Cozy and a bunch of other ones.
Yeah, when I was with Dish, Brenda said, don't you got Me TV? And I says, yeah, I wasn't paying attention. It's not me, it's we. And I says, no, I says, I got we. So, I'm not sure what that is, but... with Direct, yeah, that's, I was watching, oh, what was it, what's the channel, come on, the station, it's on channel 77, I can't think of the name of it now, but they've got a lot of stuff differently than what Dish does. I mean, and it's a lot of more interesting stuff too. N8RHK.
Sounds like it. Well, it's the same cost as what he was paying before, or cheaper, or a little bit more expensive, or what? Cheaper, I believe. I tried to find out what I'm paying a month for Dish, because my wife's cut, that was, shut down. I can't think of the right word right now, you know. And so some things had not gotten, well, anyways, and I used my card, because I got my stuff on my digital recorder, so I used my card and took care of it there. I'm finding these stations, I really like them. I mean, a lot more so than, actually with Dish. I mean, I don't know, their sound quality and just, in general, it's just, to me, it's just a, you know, big, big difference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can imagine. Because I went from, we just had the regular TV speakers and you know, the speakers that are in the TV itself. And this, I don't know if it's the TV just getting old. But it doesn't seem like it gets loud enough anymore, so I got a old component stereo that I had laying around here that needed some work, and I hurried up and found the parts that was bad in it, replaced all the parts, and it's up and running now, but it's like a, you know, it's a Pioneer, or not a Pioneer, I think it's a Yamaha stereo setup. Yeah, it's Yamaha. And this sucker, wow, I tell you what, and with the speakers I got with it and everything, it'll about blow you out of the room, but the clarity you can hear from it, you know, versus what the, just the two little speakers and the TV, oh, major difference.
I mean, like on 10, you know, how you hear me, I mean, well, I'm on the beam, but, I don't know, somebody would say, well, he needs to get a better antenna up there, or he needs to do this, or he needs to whatever, but, you know, it's never like this before, you know, and it's been through the summer, and now how it is now, and it's, you know, some days are definitely are good. You know, it's like the majority of them are just their squat.
Well, we're going to a bunch of store activity at this point right now, and I guess it's hitting another peak here again. So it's going to be a while before it probably dissipates down. But, with the solar cycle the way it is and everything, and it 10 does open up at times, but when it comes to locals, you know, like what we are, but just out of, you know, on the fringe of being, I guess, we're have to be, like, considered a little bit of short skip involved, but, it's not the greatest, no, not by any shot.
Well, it's, you know, I've never been in, HF or anywhere else to, you know, what kind of signal do you have on me? It doesn't, I don't care about that. If you can hear me, I think fine. You know, I don't care about the readings as long as you can hear me.
Yeah, as long as you can make out and you understand the person that you're talking to, that's really all that matters. You know, you don't have to be, well, okay. On 10, yeah, we would have some difficulty. But here, yeah, no. Or probably even 75 right now, we'd be able to do 75 meter or 80 meter, whatever you want to, yeah, 80 meter. heck, we could even do 20, you know.
That's true. I don't know, a little bit earlier, you know, I'd gone through my memories where I've got them in there and stuff, and it's,
you know, to me, it sounds like, you know, like really fast moving water, like rapids or something. You know what I'm hearing on HF on 75.
Yeah, Roger. Ooh, it's a too big of a hit of the flower.
Now this is really nice. You know, on Tinder they may I got it on low. Well, I mean the volume. I mean, where I don't believe you can hear it. So, but you know, it's just quiet.
It's totally dead. Just white noise is all they're getting. So yeah. I got my 10 meter still on too. Well, you know, I got 2 meter to 10 meter. HF rig, my Lenko, and then I got my Zygu on one of the Goofy channels. They're just sitting there listening to me and Goofy.
Well, that's a radio I don't think I've heard of, Zygu. It sounds like something you might order at an Italian restaurant. I'll have an order of Zygu, please.
Oh, that's a little 2RP rig. I talked to you on that before.
Hey, yeah, that really blew me away, because I've heard guys say, well, I can talk, you know, on HF from here to there, you know, just on, you know, 5 watts, 10 watts, 20 watts. I'm thinking, I never thought much of it, you know, or to experience or anything, but then when you and I got on 75 and you came back, you said, how do you hear me? I said, good, real good. Why? And you said, I'm on my QRP rig. I'm only doing 20 watts. I said, you're kidding. And you said, no. But, you know, what I'm hearing with being blind, I mean, it's not going to be with somebody sighted. I mean, but it sounded good. It sounded very good. I was impressed very much.
Yeah, Roger on that. It is a nice little rig. I've talked all over the place with it. Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Texas, Illinois, Indiana. You know, all over the place on 75 meter and 80 meter and 40 meter and 20 meter and a few on 10. Just doing 10 to 12 watts, lower it down and then bring it up to about 20 watts, and really it's no different. But yeah, I talked to quite a few people.
I can say I've heard guys talk about it and stuff, you know, but, you know, for me to experience it by, you know, hearing it, I was impressed. I mean, I thought the distance we are, and it's just like how 10 meter is, and then you and Bob and I, when we go to 75, you guys are coming in 20 plus. I mean, and down on 10, I could hear you, but it was just above being able to copy each guy. And, you know, it's just the difference in bands. And, you know, when you think about how far you can talk with just the littlest of thing and littlest of power in 8RHK.
Yep. I got to go get me something to drink here real quick. Too big of a hit off the plate. I gotta get something to get this stuff out of my throat, so I'll be right back. This is KDHCWA.
N8RHK, I'm fine going out and milking a cow helps.
This is KDHCWA. I'm back.
Sure. N8RHK.
than knowing the time, of day at any point, if you didn't know the time of day as far as, say, it's 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, whatever, you know, that's not important. If you were to be sitting, say, like on a patio, it's a nice point in time of year, it's comfortable out the south side, and it's either, it's somewhat overcast, but it's pleasant, you know what I mean? Could you, just by the feel of the day, just by the air, how the air feels, how the warmth of the day feels, could you kind of guess about points of time-wise in your head? Thing. Well, yeah, I mean, with me, how I am, I listen to my sounds. My sounds play a big thing. After my accident, and I got up, and I didn't know it. It was just quiet in the house, and I'm going through the house yelling out for my mom, and I'm thinking, well, where's she at? And then I went outside, and I thought, boy, it's just dead quiet. And then I walked to the front. I remembered the layout of what was, you know, so. And I'm thinking, it's just dead quiet. And I thought, I bet it's the middle of the night because nothing was moving, nothing. So I came back in. And my dad says, what in the hell are you doing up at this time? I said, what are you doing home? He says, you know what time it is. And then he told me. So after that, I got my first Braille watch. Yeah, roger on that. Well, I could see where that could happen. Waking up myself in the middle of the night, you know, 2-3 in the morning, and heck, there's times where, you know, I've done that myself and stayed up, you know, and done something, whatever. But, I was just curiosity of, I mean, not being, you know, with the cloud cover, you know, but yeah, like you said, the sounds and even the temperature, you could say it's at a point in time of early spring where when the sun goes down, the, you know, the air would feel different, it would start to cool off, then you would know for sure. But just by sounds and everything, I could do that myself too. I have done it, you know, just sit there and just basically kind of took a look at my surroundings of what's going on. This is a point time of the day, and I can actually tell you what usually happens at a certain point in time of the day. Now, I taught myself on reading dollar bills, because I found out I was just curious, something to do, and I noticed that one of the four corners would stand up higher than the others, and I thought, hey, maybe we got something here. So I was down at the Eagles Club, and the guy says, I'll tell you what, if you can tell me what this is, you can have it. And I says, really? He goes, yeah. And then I finally found the right corner, and I says, I can have it. He goes, yeah. I said, it's a 50, and his wife had just come out and said, and just lit into him, where did he get a 50, and what's going on here? I give it back to him, but it was just, you know, probably freak accident, but it was neat. I guess maybe I'm strange, Stormy, I don't know. But as I'm sitting here talking with you on the radio, I'm leaning back in my desk chair with my feet propped up, and I'm sitting here with my eyes closed. And This is what I normally do all the time. I'm sitting here, unless I gotta change the channel, I'll just sit back here and, there's sometimes I fell asleep too. Well, you know, when I lost my sight in 71, I thought, you know, you go through the boohoo era. I mean, I did for a little bit, and I just, the main thing is that, you know, I'm not a quitter. And I didn't realize it at the time, but I thought it's either this or I got to find what's going to be happening with my life. So I did. And who would ever thought I'd fall into music like I did. And, but it's been fun. It's been fun, you know, in the Saginaw circuit playing and, you know, different states and opening up and stuff. It was, you know, but what's really fun to me is these nursing homes, these people. I mean, to where you can get them involved with it, you know, and just get their blood pumping. Just it really makes me happy, you know, to get them going like that. They feel good and they're in a good mood and stuff. And I'm glad to say that I put it there, so that makes me feel good. NRHK. Yeah, I definitely get that one. You know, by far, I would definitely get that one. Just to, you know, even having, you know, like a song that, you know, you clap along to, and then you hear in the back, you know, you hear all the clapping starting up. You know, that they're going along with the music or whatever, and it's like, well, that makes you even feel even better right there because you know that they're into it, you know? Well, I just realized, you know, when I woke up in the hospital and I touched my eyes and I thought I'm blind, you know, but I wasn't scared. I felt at peace. I actually did. And I realized that my world was a world of sound, and it was just, I was like a kid in a candy store. Because I remember everything's got a sound to it. And when my daughter, when we brought her home, and my wife says, the baby's crying, go check. I says, it's not the baby. Honey, go check, the baby's crying. I says, it's not the baby. She goes, will you get checked, baby? It's not the baby. So she gets up, and I told her what it was. It was the cat. And she comes back, and I says, what was it? She says, the cat.
Yeah, because, you know, you could probably tell the difference in tone and frequency of the noise, you know, the sound, even if, you know, some people really hear things that they want to hear or thinking about, versus where you could take two different sounds and distinguish them probably easier from one to the other, just like that, more than what a sighted person yet could. Or you would hear stuff that we can't, you know?
See, from having sight 21 years and now blind 55, it's, you know, I realized, but I never realized then, I could have had what I got now. But I wasn't aware of it. I never thought of it. I didn't think about doing it or for what reason. But look at people that live in their house 40, 50 years. The power goes out, and what do they do? They're running into everything. That's a shame. That is so sad.
I've done it where it's pitch black. I mean, you couldn't see your hand before your face. I could walk right through this house. Easy. Cause we don't have that much stuff, really, by far. I mean, well, we do, but we, yeah, I mean, yeah. Anyways, but the only thing I would be worried about during doing that would be to step on one of the dog's toys that's probably laying on the floor. That would be my worst fear. But more than anything, I can walk right through here, right from the bedroom all the way to the kitchen, and not hear a thing.
Well, that's cool. You know, it's, I don't know, it's, see, with me and my blindness and how I want things to work, it's how I want it to work because it's my world now. Somebody's got to. Nobody's going to do it for me. And I think I've done a pretty good job so far. And I'm happy. I'm happy with it, let alone for what I'm doing now.
Well, you know, when, you know, you've talked to me about different things you've done, and you still do, and you've done, and being blind doing that, to me, it seems amazing, you know, but to you, it's your everyday thing that you would do, and maybe I overthink it, but, you know, it's like there's certain things that everybody has a talent for in this world. It's a matter of where you find it and how you find it in yourself. Because you got to know you got the talent to do certain things with what you have and what was given to you by, you know, whatever, but like being able to draw or something, or being a music and hear things, that, you know, you could probably hear certain old pitch notes more than I would be able to, but I got a bad hearing anyways.
We all have situations, you know, I guess myself, it's what we do with it, you know. You know, people complain and gripe and, you know, every day about the same thing, and I think, I don't want to hear it, you know. If you're going to be doing it, talking that stuff, I won't be around. You know, you don't have to be around, doesn't matter. You know, I'd like to hear about it, but when you do something about it, you told me once. You don't have to tell me every day, every week, every month going on. It's, you know, it's way overkill.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hate some people that just brag out on things, so too. But, oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, there was something I wanted to ask you. Oh, you got your mic fixed. Who was it that helped you with that? I remember you saying it, but I don't remember you saying it. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do, sir. It was K-A-K-C-I Jeffrey. He, Jeff came over. Hey, I got your microphone. Well, he texted me. He's, I'll be there at 3:45, and I texted back. Okay, it's about 3:20. And I was talking to my sister. She's down in Mercedes, Texas. And then I told her, I said, gotta go. I said, my pizza's here. so I'll get back with her down the road. So, yeah, it's fun. It is so much fun because it's not that I do songs that I feel I have to do or anything. Like when I was on the drums, I did what I wanted to do, what I liked to do, what made me feel good, not because I had to or I was... Well, I was never made to. It never got even that far, but, you know, and so basically what I do when I go out to the nursing homes, I'm taking what I like, you know, and they like it. And I thought that's great. It is truly, truly great. I mean, Brenda and I was talking about this, and I says, you realize all the years and the people and all the memories and stuff? It's fantastic. N8RHK.
Always like, okay, if you, put the brain mat together here. Okay. If you go to a certain, like, say, senior citizen home, and you visit it maybe, once or twice a week, or a month or whatever, do you always eat
the same material or do you change it up? Sounded like you said, do I change the Nintendo? Change up the music, you know, like do other artists or do other songs, or do you kind of stick to a certain song list that you always have?
No, I got a lot of Garth Watcher, Strait, Randy Travis, Travis Tritt, Mickey Gilley, Johnny Lee, Jim Croce, Johnny Rivers, Bob Seger, John Cougar Mellencamp. A lot of them. The Twist, 409 by the Beach Boys. It's, you know, just some fun songs, you know. And then I got Christmas songs. I thought, Dad, you know that one song, you ever heard it where they say, "Can you see what I see?" I thought about doing it this year, "Can you hear what I hear?"
But there is that line already in there. One, I think it's just in one spot, though. If I'm remembering the right song is what you're talking about.
What do you think I'm talking about?
Hey, it's a Christmas carol. I don't remember the exact name, but it goes, "Do you know what I know? Do you see what I see? Do you hear what I hear? A song, drifting in the night." Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've done that. You know, I thought it turned out pretty good. You know, I was happy with it. And, I don't know. You know, Silent Night, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, Santa's Coming to Town, You Better Not Pout, you know, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. There's other ones and I can't think of them. I guess I better start, huh?
Frosty the Snowman.
But the emergency call on a snowman, he had a complete meltdown.
Had a complete meltdown? Oh, man. Oh, okay. Now I get the joke. Okay.
See, that's why you're at the head of the class.
I got my big head from my pipe, but... Woohoo! Anyways, this is 88CWA for ID purposes only.
This is November 8, N8RHK. N8RHK. Testing.
Woo! Boy, yeah, I think that's it. Too many hits tonight.
Please, sir, we ask you, do not leave the house.
No, I'm vegetized here. Right now, I'm, I don't know if I could get out of this chair. Oh, I could get up. Oh. Doing an Ozzy Osbourne song right now. Do you know which Ozzy Osbourne song I'm talking about there?
Do you know if Amazon, what their phone number is?
I don't know if they do. Hold on, let me look it up.
Hey, try not to hurry. Take your time. Take slow, deep breaths. It sounds like you're slowly setting into the sunset.
Kind of slowly melting into my chair here, yes.
Oh, that's okay. Never mind. I just remembered the, one of the aides for my daughter. We got this afternoon, and she texted to my phone. So, yes, I do have that. Sorry about that. It just dawned on me.
Okay. Well, I got it right here. I didn't know they had one. I got Amazon's phone number here, too.
You would be a good guy and text me that, sir. There'll be a place for you in heaven.
There you go there, fine sir. It's on the way to your snail mail.
Just got it just before you queued up there. Thank you so much.
No problem.
I'm home tonight.
Map.
Just thinking like that. She worked towards the evening or something. I'm probably confused with somebody else. No doubt. Yeah, and I'll see the noise is just starting. It sounds like a big wave is just starting to raise up the noise level. But now it's just, well, what I'm hearing, it's holding steady. It's not fluctuating or anything. It's just holding steady. And it's still there. Hi, Captain.
Yep, this staticky white noise is what they call it, this, yeah.
Someday you're going to listen to your speaker on HF. And there's going to be a voice that comes out of it, and you're not even going to know who it is or what it is. Because it won't even be transmitting. You won't even be able to find the signal coming in. Because it'll be an alien that crawled into your speaker box.
Oh, a little alien.
On that travel channel, these people, Otter Man, half otter, half man. I think the lean man or something, some real tall. The wolf man, half man, half wolf, or man, dog man, half man and half dog. Just like boy dog, half boy and half dog, attacks a person just like a mad dog would. I mean, they're moving into areas that hasn't been messed with yet. You know, I'm thinking, leave these animals alone. You know, they're not going to be happy until they just, you know, take them off and get them livid to no end. And then all H is going to break loose and they're going to retaliate. And we're going to say, well, we had to shoot them in self-defense. Yeah, I bet you did.
They got that from Spaceballs, the movie. It's a Mel Brooks movie. It's a comedy movie. John Candy played the part of the half man, half dog. All right, and then there's a line in there. And they go, oh my gosh, what are you? He goes, I'm a mog. I'm half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
Well, you might wanna check some other movies out, Kurt. I don't think these are good for you.
It's a Star Wars parody, okay? They're making fun of the character Chewbacca, which is like a 6 foot, like a 6 or 8 foot tall, like a woolly man beast type thing. And all it did was going around and went, blah!
I really do think, brother, we need to get together and we need to talk. You need to express your feelings about stuff. Yeah, that's, you know, there's, I don't know, 9,000 acres, I think, was it Kentucky? You know, southern Ohio is the worst area of for seeing Bigfoot anywhere in the United States, southern Ohio. And I thought, well, keep them out of Michigan, it will be cool.
Yeah, they've had sightings around all the place here in Michigan, too. Supposedly a Bigfoot, and gosh, I mean, that's, yeah. Every state, one way or another, has got that one flying around. Some back hill or hick down there. Yeah, we saw a Bigfoot.
Look at it this way, you know? Tomorrow will be a better day for you than today. Like you say, for me, you know, being blind, what I'm hearing compared to Dish, you know, with the direct now, I mean, it's, everything's wireless. It's, my God, it's just like, you know, somebody, how you record with Dolby, then you flip it on. I mean, that's the difference. And even on my TV I've had for years, I know how it sounded. I mean, now it's just, it's like there's a built-in Dolby or something, or maybe they got a built-in surround sound. I don't know.
I think what it is a better signal, more reliable, more bandwidth signal, probably, in the audio area of it. Versus what it would be, you know, coming through on the dish, which I, you know, think about this, you know, you take a pair of headphones and you plug them into your phone and you play a piece of music on your phone, it sounds really good, because it's a, you know, digital signal, you know, so. Yeah, well, you're probably is going from where some of, I know a lot of the satellite stuff is still analog. It's not a full digital, you know?
How much power are you running, Kurt?
50 watts.
Go down to 30. I just want to hear something.
Okay. Well, I went one step too low. I'm doing 15 right now.
I'm 15 watts now?
If I'm running 15.
I'm good. I think the other one, what I couldn't put my finger on, I finally thought, "Dad, it's like, well, to me, you sounded intense." And I'm thinking, why is he sounding like that? You know, and after a little taking my time and thinking about it and going over my notes that I kept, I realized what it was and what it needed to take care of it, so that I did, Roger.
Okay. So you can still hear me really good, though?
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Someone, I forget who programmed them, but everything, I guess, is set at 30. And, you know, well, I figured, you know, I don't know how to change it and stuff, but I figured if, you know, for some reason, somebody says, hey, boy, you're coming in awful hot or something, no problem, good to know. You know, instead of, like, what do I have, 5, 10, 30, something like that? Yeah, 5, 10, 30, then 80. You know, so I go to 10, and I'm sure that would be right there.
You're still sounding good. Not a problem hearing you. Yeah, I wouldn't have never known you said you'd even done it.
Done what?
changed your power, I wouldn't even have noticed.
Hey, Kurt, now listen. I want you to put it down and look at the speaker. No, I'm not talking about it in that way.
I think what you're talking about is what the difference is between here and 10, or what is, okay. Refresh brain.
NAWGL.
Station, go ahead.
I got him, Mount Plymouth. This machine in Mount Plymouth.
I know I'm on a Bay City repeater. It's in the link system, though. I'm here in close to Pink County, Michigan.
You said you close to Wayne County, Michigan?
Wayne County.
Never heard of it. Okay. I was just checking. I'm in Detroit, and I was trying to see where the heck you guys sounded so good. Never heard this repeat sound so good.
Roger on that. Well, you're sounding good for down there. Wow, that's quite a distance. This is Kilo Day, Kelly Whiskey Alpha. The guy I'm connected with there, that's Stormy, NARHK. And you think you're down there by Detroit area?
Ain't no down by Detroit. I'm in Detroit. I'm here by 96 and Evergreen in Detroit on the northwest side.
And you're sounding good. The reason or why or how come, I don't know.
you know, it's nice to be able to, you know, to talk to them. Then you find out where they're linked. That's like, wait, I can't get over that. He just came right. He just came in here, like, you know, sitting right next to me. That was so. He came in here sounding cleaner and clearer than you do. You believe that? And he's in Detroit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this isn't the greatest setup in the world on this one there, but, you know, it's just a little yazoo there and a homemade get home at beam and some coax in between us.
Well, there's definitely nothing wrong with your rig. No, nothing that I hear. No, I have nothing to complain about.
Well,
what was that?
I got a confession. I'm 16 at the beam, 8 on VHF, 8 on UHF, band beam quad. Probably about 40 feet in the air. But, and I'm running a Yazoo 9918. And right now, it's telling me I'm running about 68 watts.
This is Stormy, M8RHK, and like I say, you're sounding great, you know, it's just hard to believe how you're coming in here that you're in Detroit. I thought somebody might be pulling our leg, but no, you're, and then when Kirk was asking me about, I guess, where, and you said, no, I'm in Detroit, you know, and I thought, wow, making a fantastic trip, sounding good.
Yeah, well, thank you, but, it's a beam of mine, it's a two-band beam, it cost me a couple of hundreds there, and, I got it up there on the house there, on the chimney, so it's only about 40 feet in the air there, and I just love it because when the band opens up, you know, us hams, we got our favorite bands, you know, but the 240 are pretty much one of my favorites there, and when the band opens up, I can get into Akron, Ohio, New York, Cincinnati, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, oh shoot, Fort Wayne, Indiana, all kind of places there when the band opened up there, Roger.
John, yeah, that's got to be so cool, you know, to experience that.
What's cool about it is, you know, when I hear a neck going on, just like I heard a neck going on in Rapids. And they says, all right, take it and check his name, call sign, and location. And I says, well, this is J. And my call sign is NAWJL, and I'm located in Detroit. And the guy says, wow, Detroit? Oh, man, what a haul.
That was neat. That was very cool. Go ahead, Kurt. KEDACWA from N8RHK.
Oh, yeah, I love the band openings on any band that I, you know, get a good opening on is good. Yeah, I've done that once myself. They're on the same particular rig and same antenna. But, you know, it's, I don't spend enough time on 2 meter. Mostly I'm on HF though. I'm usually on 75 or 40 or 20. Normally I'm on 10 meters. Well, I'm on those bands too. I'm on mainly on 20, 40 meters. And 75 meters. Tonight, there's a couple of guys I talked to on 3810, a guy in West Virginia, a guy in Illinois, and a guy in New York, and stuff like that. So, yeah, I have my share of HF as well, NHF, Jeff.
Well,
Yeah, I think everybody knows Clyde out there, too.
Who?
Clyde there on 3810.
Oh, no, Clyde. Yeah, he's a kid, Jerry. They know me.
Him and Patrick. Yeah. Yeah, they're fun to talk to, most definitely.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah. I think he was probably one of the first that I talked to when I got my eighth up privilege there. And, kind of told me it would have set certain pocket of my radio on my 9918 to make it sound better. Well, where I could hear them better, stuff like that. Because I'm running a dipole, probably about 30-something feet in the air. Running from my chimney in the front of the house all the way back into the back there to my big tree. And, them guys, they sound pretty good there as well there. So, yeah, I get a kick out of that there. So, well, all right. I'll let you guys go ahead and continue. I couldn't help it. I had to jump here and get in here. So with that, this is November 8th. We're just leaving.
Alrighty. Well, hey, I hope you have a great and wonderful weekend there. And then next week there, have a good turkey day. And try not to eat too much. I eat too much every year. So I'll be 7 green to see you. This is Kilo Delta Charlie Whiskey Alpha.
Okay, you and Chris have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Safe and happy Thanksgiving, and hopefully we can talk to you again. This is November Romeo Hotel Kilo Stormy, Chesterton, Michigan, middle of 5 wooded acres. Take care. One other question for you. Any guys work digital? You, Kurt?
No, I don't think there's no schedule on this or anything.
No, if your radio is digital, what kind of, like, what I mean is, like, G-Star, DMR, or Fusion, or something like that?
Both of us just got, he's got the 2980 Yaesu 2-meter, and I had the 2800, is what I got. Standard. Run-of-the-mill 2-meter mobile rent.
Oh, okay. Well, if you guys ever thought about going digital, you can't use your telephone if you got an Android phone. You can download call Peanut, and that'll put you on digital, and you can set yourself up as your call sign when you key up, people will see it's you, because it'll show up your call sign and name. And that's pretty cool, too. We got so much of stuff we could get into, so I don't want to bore you guys. No more. So, this is NHWGL. I'm on the side again.
Yeah, I've looked at the individual stuff, the D-Star, and FC8. And all the other stuff that's out there, I've tried. Back in the day when I first got into it and everything, I tried to pack it and PSK31, and that was about it. But and I could never catch the bug with it. I never got much into that.
Oh, brother. Yeah, you got you guys get out. And I can tell you're confident, and you've been there a while. It ain't like you got a K8 or a KFA call sign. So I got a KC8 or something. I remember when it used to be KD8, KV8, KC8, KD8, KE8, KFA stuff. So it sounds like you guys have been here a while, though. Yeah, come on and enjoy some of this other stuff there.
I think I might get into it a little bit more when I retire. I'm going to be retired probably in the next, probably about three, maybe four years. Right now I work too much. I end up usually working double shifts on and off here. I'm more at work than I am at home. It's just usually there's some nights where I don't have to work the next day, and this is one of those nights.
Yeah, roger. Well, I'll tell you, man, you know, I've been in this house since, 1992. But I had friends been in there longer than me. They've been in there since the late 70s, early 80s there. And we go down to Dayton Ham Convention, and brother, you see, there's so many hams to be out there. The 30th. And I tell you, it ain't nothing like it. They got everything down there. Anything electronic stuff with radios and stuff like that, ham radios or anything pertaining to ham radio, they got it in Dayton. They said, if you can't find it in Dayton, you ain't going to be able to find it nowhere. So, if you got computers, just look up YouTube. And put in Dayton Vision 2024 and then Dayton Vision 2025. And it's a guy that takes the whole thing, man. The whole event.
Yeah, I've seen that video there on YouTube there. A friend of mine told me about it. He goes, Dennis, you went through the whole entire thing. Start to finish, I was like, holy crap, really. You know, I couldn't watch the whole entire thing. It was just, but holy mackerel. Yeah, that's something I always wanted to go to. Never have. I've been offered a couple times, but, you know, always my work is one way to another, always involved, and it's usually the, people that I work at, yeah, I'm on call pretty much 24 hours a day. This kind of sucks. But I'll be glad when I retire.
My daughter's medicine, and like I said, I've been going
and water
late 70s with
and
my church up like that.
And
you can go down there for one day.
Oh,
we're going down there for the whole weekend.
Why should
you tell me?
Catch a few miles, not on 10, maybe here. All right. N8RHK 73, good night, I'm clear.
Hey, Storm 8, 73, we'll catch you in the morning, or if you're out there in the morning at 10. So, have a good night, Stormy.
Hey, Kurt, this is KKCI.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
Oh, we're just getting out of the old heart of the city here in Saginaw. Heard you talking there to Mr. Storm. He's sounding pretty good. He must have been getting some sleep today.
Hi, Jeff. I got to get my daughter her meds and stuff, so... Talk to you guys in the morning. Everybody take care. Drive safe, Jeff. KACIKD8CWAM8RHK73. Good night. I'm clear.
Hey, good night. Sleep tight. And tell the daughter the same. Well, Kurt, we're doing fine. We just got done sending sanograms out to the old North Pole. We did like 122 kids come up, and we did wrote what they wanted to send the Santa for a list, and we actually sent them through a telegraph. It was kind of neat.
Well, that was a neat. That really was a neat there to see that. Wow. I think those kids' eyes were just lighting up when that was going on, huh?
Yeah, it was kind of neat. They were all excited. What do you want to send the Santa Claus? What do you want? You know, and that was neat. They had that sparkle and that smile in there. And that was priceless. It's pretty good. But, yeah, the gentleman that come up, and it's actually telegraph. He telegraph right through the machine, goes over into the our trailer, and through a computer program, and then right up to the other guy up in Fairbanks, and then he sends him right out to the North Pole.
That is neat as heck. That is neat. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that's so lucky. You had a good time. Definitely you had a good time.
Yeah, Roger on that one. We just got done. Now we're just heading out to get a bite to eat. But yeah, it's a good outing for the club. So it was good.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 37 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy, 36 degrees.